Stocks and bonds are moving higher. Good day.
Hey, Monica, why are we watching the Business Channel?
Oh, because I was going by it the other day, and I saw that there was a stock with my initials, MEG, on it. And sometimes I have to watch for 2 or 3 hours before it comes up again, but when it does, it's pretty exciting.
Okay, honey, you really need a job.
Mom, speaking of which, Dan says he knows someone you can call for an interview.
Really?
Okay, right there. That's the third sign today, right there.
And on behalf of everyone, I'd just like to say my hand.
No, because you just said Dad, and everywhere I go today, I keep getting signs telling me to go see my father. Like when I was walking over here, and I passed a buffet, which is my father's last name. And they were serving Frank's, which is his first name, minus the S at the end.
Yes.
And there was a rotisserie with spinning chicken.
His Indian name?
No, because I chickened out the last time when I tried to meet him. So, I mean, coincidences? I don't think so.
Freaking
wow.
Weird.
Okay, so who wants the last hamburger? All right, that's it. Now I have to go see him.
What?
Hamburger? McDonald's? Old McDonald had a farm. My dad is a pharmacist.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job shows you broke, the love that's the old way. Like you're always stuck in second gear. When it happens in your day, come on, leave in your ear. But I'll be there for you.
So beat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't just forget about racquetball and hang out here.
You all right?
Hey, you're in our seats.
Oh, sorry, we didn't know.
Hey, we were sitting there.
Okay, there is one more way to say it. Who knows?
Is that supposed to be funny?
No, actually, I was just going for colorful.
What's with this guy? What's with you?
Nothing. Nothing's with him. Enjoy your coffee.
What just happened?
I just took your hat. See, I can be funny too. My joke is that I took your hat.
that is funny. Can I have it back?
No.
No?
No. Okay. Okay. You know what? I think you're very funny. Kudos on that hat joke. But come on, guys. Just give him back the hat.
Why should we?
Because it's a special hat. See, he bought it because he was feeling really down one day. So he got the hat to cheer himself up, you know. Now, Chandler, you would've...
Stop talking now. Let me just get this straight. You're actually stealing my hat?
You got a problem with that?
No, just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Hey, how'd the interview go? It bit. It was a 50s theme restaurant. I have to cook in a costume and dance on the counter. I mean, I was a sous chef at Cafe des Artistes. I mean, how can I take a job where I have to make something called Laverne and Curly fries? I don't do it. How can I not do it? I have $127 in the bank.
Monica, relax. Go get a beer.
I don't want a beer.
Who said it was for you?
What's the matter with you?
Mean guys at the coffee house with my hat.
No.
It was ridiculous. You know, these guys, they were bullies. Actual bullies, you know? We're grown-ups. This kind of stuff isn't supposed to happen anymore.
Oh,
come on. Oh, no, wait a minute. I have no one. Hey, Well, let's go down there and get your hat back.
Ah, forget it. It's probably stripped and sold for parts by now.
Hey, I went up.
Huh?
My stock, MED, it went up 2 points. Because, do you realize that if I had invested my $127 in myself yesterday, then I'd like to have a lot more than that today? Yes. I'm going to do it.
Do what?
Put all my money in me.
Monica, what are you talking about? You don't know the first thing about the stock market.
What's to know? Buy, sell, high, low, bears, bulls. Yes, Manhattan. Yeah, telephone number of the stock selling store.
See, didn't I tell you these pills would be a good idea?
Oh, God. Here we go. For the first time in my life, I'm going to say, hi, birth father. I love you. We're here for you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, Rach, you want some sandwich?
Oh, what is in that?
Olive loaf and ham spread. No mayo.
No, no, because mayo, that would make it gross. Hey! Hey! No, oh! Run, baby, run! No, please! Oh, I just don't want to live off antelope. Please, no!
Tell him a bone, get a bone. You got a bone?
Kidding me? Let's kibble! Let's go! Come on, all right, get the hell off my leg, you yippity piece of crap! Okay. All right, we have a problem.
Well, why don't you just reach out and take his trampoline?
Okay, here, I know what we can do.
Hey, no!
Okay, doggy, get the sandwich! Okay, go get the sandwich! Get the sandwich, doggy! Go, doggy, get the sandwich! Okay, so the dog will lick himself, but he will not touch your sandwich. What does that say?
Well, he's not going to eat it, I will.
Are you crazy?
Steve, he's just a little dog.
Hey, what? Do you have to be a Century 21 real estate agent to get to wear those really cool jackets?
You say this stuff to girls?
Hey,
isn't that the guy who used to wear your hat? And look where they're sitting.
You're joking, right? You guys just walked through the door.
Maybe we didn't make it clear enough.
Yeah.
This couch belongs to us.
All right, I'll tell you what. You call the couch, and then we'll call the couch, and we'll see who it comes to.
You know what I keep wondering? Why you two are still sitting here.
All right, that's it. I have had enough of this, all right? Gunther, these guys are trying to take our seat.
Fellas, these guys were here first.
Oh, sorry. I
didn't realize.
There you go.
Thank you, Gunther. We didn't want to have to go and do that.
He told on us? You told on us?
Well, pal, you didn't give me much of a choice.
Don't play with this thing.
I know.
All right. Let's take this outside.
Let's take this outside.
Who talks like that?
The guy who's about to kick your ass talks like that.
You had to ask.
Yeah. Okay, look. See, the thing is, we're not going to fight you guys.
Well, then here's the deal. You won't have to, so long as you never, ever show your faces in this coffee house ever again.
I think you played the Gunther card too soon.
Hey, Thieves. I think you're good to go.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the matter? I just think that this was a really bad sign, you know? I mean, like, the beast at the threshold, you know? It's just, I have, like, no family left, you know? I mean, except for my grandmother, you know? But let's face it, she's not going to be around forever, despite what she says. And I have a sister who I've barely spoken to since we, like, shared a womb. I don't know, this is my real father. And I want things to be, like, just right. Yeah, Phoebe, I completely understand.
Yeah, well, whatever you need. Hey, you want to go home?
Okay, thanks. Sorry again.
I'm guessing the threshold's clear now.
I want to buy 5 shares of SGJ, and I want to buy them now. Come on, the time is money, my friend. Thank you. Woo!
Time is money, my friend.
Yeah, you miss. It takes money to make money, and don't make me come down there and kick your Wall Street butt.
Hey, I made $17 before breakfast. What have you done?
Well, I had breakfast here, so technically I saved
$3.50. How did you make $17?
Well, my financially challenged friends, I split my money and I bought some shares of CHP and ZXY.
How come those?
Well, CHP, because I used to have a crush on Eric Estrada. And ZXY, because I think it sounds sexy.
What happened to MEG?
MEG was good for me, but I dumped her. You know, my motto is get out before they go down.
That is so not my motto.
Oh, hey, how's the dog?
Yeah.
Okay, I talked to the vet. People are so nice upstate. Oh. Anyway, he said that the little fella's going to be okay, and I can pick him up tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did have to have, like, a bunch of stitches, and he said that only once in a blue moon does a dog's ear grow back. So, hoping.
Okay, so, Phoebe, now are you going to call your dad to let him know that his dog is okay?
I don't want to meet my father over the phone. What am I going to say? Like, hi, I'm Phoebe, the daughter you abandoned. Oh, by the way, I broke your dog.
Hey, Phoebe, if you want, I'll do it.
Okay. Listen, just don't say anything about me, okay? Don't!
Be too long with the phone.
She'll be a much better friend once the market closes.
So talk to her.
Hello, Mr. Buffet. I know where your dog is. I want you to know he'll be returned to you almost as good as new within 24 hours. Goodbye.
Why the voice?
Hard to say.
Cappuccino, sir?
Thank you.
You know, I think this is much better than coffee house.
Absolutely. How come it's not mixing with the water?
Well, the package says you have to constantly keep it moving. Stir and drink, stir and drink. Never let it settle.
This is ridiculous. I'll tell you what. After I get back from my niece's christening, I'll go down to the coffee house with you, and we'll all have a nice cup of coffee, all right? No problem. Joey's there, huh?
Okay.
No.
No?
No. Man, I don't want to have Joey with me every time I want a decent cup of coffee. You know? And I don't want to spend the rest of my life drinking cappuccino with a K. I say you and I go back down there and stand up to those guys.
All right. Hang on a second there, Custer.
Yeah, really. Really, Ross, have you ever been beaten up before?
Yeah, sure.
By someone besides Monica?
No. So what? So what if we get beaten up? Maybe that's just something every man has to go through once in his life. You know, like a rite of passage or something.
Well, couldn't we just lose our virginities again? You know, because I think actually mine's growing back.
Need to borrow $100.
What?
Hi. Welcome home. I need to borrow $100.
For what?
I gotta get back in the game.
Why? When did you get out of the game?
Oh, no, I lost it all, okay? I lost it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I've come to terms with it. You have to, too.
Okay. Look, come on, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Where are we on the $100?
I don't have it.
But I need it!
So the words, I'm gonna have to take that horrible diner job. You know, with the dancing and the costumes. I don't want to have to wear flame retardant boobs.
Nobody does, honey.
Hi.
Noodle! My God, what the hell happened to my dog?
Well, it was an accident, and you know, the woman who did this would never, ever hurt a dog on purpose. She's a vegetarian.
What are they, sickers?
Yeah, 8 of them. And that's 56 to him. You know, also, if it's raining, you can't let him look up too long, because that cone will fill up really, really fast.
Thanks for bringing back what's left of him.
Sure. Is Frank home?
How do you know Frank?
Just from a long time ago. Is he here?
Yeah. Frank?
Yeah. What?
Oh, okay. I mean Frank Sr.
He went out for groceries.
Okay, so will he be back soon?
Well, he left 4 years ago, so we're expecting him back any minute now.
I'm gonna go. I'm sorry. About the dog, everything. I'm sorry.
Hey, lady. Hey, wait up.
How do you know my dad?
Well, I don't really. Just genetically. He's kind of my dad, too.
Heavy.
Yeah. So, did he ever talk about me, Phoebe?
Nah, but he didn't really talk about anything.
Oh.
Except stilts.
Stilts?
Yeah, he loves stilts. There's one time I was upstairs, I was stealing cigarettes out of my mom's purse, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's my dad's head bobbing past the window. He just had this big smile on his face, and he was waving, because he was always happiest when he was on his stilts. Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
Me neither. So you like my big sister?
Yeah.
Well, this is huge. You can buy me beer.
I'm not gonna. But you know what's cool, though? Okay, if you had a friend named Pete, then I could say, oh, yeah, no, I know Pete. He's friends with my brother.
I got a friend named Mark.
That'll work, too.
Cool, all right. So, maybe, you know, I could give you a call sometime. We could talk or something, you know.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm in the book.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So, stilts, huh?
Yeah, hey, you know, if you want, I can take you around back and show you where he hit his head on the rain gutter.
Okay.
Well, we did it. We're here.
We are standing our ground. How long does a cup of coffee take?
Would you come on? Come on!
Thank you.
Here we go. I think we've proved our point.
You burn your mouth?
Cannot feel my tongue.
Bullies, big bullies. Oh, look who's here. It's the weenies.
Did we not make ourselves clear the other day?
Yes, and that's why we're here.
Yes, we're standing our ground. Apparently.
Let's do this, all right.
Whoa, what do you got there, a weapon?
It's a nice watch. I don't want to break it on your ribs.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Question. If I don't care about my watch, can I use it as a weapon? Well, it's sharp, it's metal. I think I can do some, you know, serious damage with it.
No, you can't use your watch. Or your keys. Look, here's what we'll do. We'll put all keys and watches in the hat over there. All right?
All right, come on, man. Let's do it.
Before I forget, are we hitting faces?
Of course we're hitting faces. Why wouldn't you hit faces?
Well, because I have to work on Monday. I have a big presentation.
So, you know, I got to show this apartment tomorrow and, you know, just no faces thing may not be a bad idea.
Nothing from the neck up.
All right.
Or the waist down.
Dean is ovulating.
Oh, really? You guys trying again?
Yeah. I just want to just get this straight. So we're strictly talking about the middle.
Come on! Hey, whoa! You want some of this, huh? You want a piece of this, huh? You're standing here, huh? Hey! Those guys are taking our stuff! That was amazing. That was incredible. You guys kicked butt.
Us? What about you guys? Man, you really bing, gave it to old Mr. Clean back there. He was a big guy.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Well, I wouldn't know, having missed everything.
Oh, don't do that to yourself. Any one of us could have tripped over that little girl's jump rope. So, listen, guys, are we okay here?
We're okay.
Okay, so can I have my hat back?
No.
Look at her.
Hi, Monica. How's it going?
Hey, nice boots.
Guys, check this out.